Welcome, the Dweller of the Dark. We are a channel honoring the yellowed and blackened bones of many prominent authors. We will be digging up several obscure, strange, and forgotten authors who influenced many of the great horror, science fiction, and fantasy writers to date. Comment below if you like. If you have authors that you'd like to see recognized, list them in the comments or contact our author page. Subscribe for more tales of the horrifying, obscure, strange, and forgotten. We'll have quite a collection climbing out of the tombs. If you like any of our tales, comment, ring the bell, and crush the like button below. Unknown Horror Masters, the Skull and Bones collection has risen from the grave. More beasts to be released soon. Find us on Fiverr to raise 7 kinds of hell. Check out our other stories and our websites. YouTube, BitChute, Rumble, Dweller of the Dark. Official website, dwellerofthedark.com. Kindle Vella, new serialized novels and novelette. Weekly new episodes. Check out links below for Where the Wolf Dwells. The Curious Death of Dionysus Shall Not. Our books and ebooks are on Kindle Amazon. Follow, support us on Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, Bandcamp. Dweller of the Dark. Children of Horror. Legion of Ghouls. Tonight, we continue our celebration of Halloween. Each night, we will be presenting tales of the best Halloween horrors ever conjured to terrify, haunt, and delight. Spirits of the Dead by Edgar Allan Poe. First published in 1827 for Tamerlane and Other Poems. 1. Thy soul shall find itself alone, mid dark thoughts of the gray tombstone. Not one of all the crowd to pry into thine hour of secrecy. 2. Be silent in that solitude, which is not loneliness, for then the spirits of the dead who stood in life before thee are again in death around thee, and their will shall overshadow thee. Be still. 3. The night, though clear, shall frown, and the stars shall look not down from their high thrones in the heaven, with light like hope to mortals given. But their red orbs without beam to thy weariness shall seem as a burning and a fever which would cling to thee forever. 4. Now are thoughts thou shalt not banish. Now are visions never to vanish. From thy spirit shall they pass no more, like dewdrop from the grass. 5. The breeze, the breath of God, is still, and the mist upon the hill, shadowy, shadowy, yet unbroken, is a symbol and a token. How it hangs upon the trees, a mystery of mysteries. 'Stonehenge' by T.S. Salmon. First published in 1823 for Poems of Places, an anthology in 31 volumes, England, volumes 1 through 4. Wrapped in the veil of time's unbroken gloom, obscure as death and silent as the tomb. Where cold oblivion holds her dusky reign, frowns the dark pile on Sarum's lonely plain. Yet, think not here, with classic eye to trace, Corinthian beauty or Ionian grace. No pillared lines with sculptured foliage crowned, no fluted remnants deck the hallowed ground. Firm as implanted by some titan's might, each rugged stone uprears its giant height, whence the poised fragment tottering seems to throw a trembling shadow on the plain below. Here oft, when evening sheds her twilight ray and gilds with fainter beam departing day, with breathless gaze and cheek with terror pale, the lingering shepherd startles at the tale. How at deep midnight, by the moon's chill glance, unearthly forms prolong the viewless dance. While on each whispering breeze that murmurs by, his busy fancy hears the hollow sigh. Rise from thy haunt, dread genius of the clime. Rise, magic spirit of forgotten time. 'Tis thine to burst the mantling clouds of age and fling new radiance on tradition's page. See, at thy call from fable's varied store, in shadowy train the mingled visions pour. Here the wild Briton, mid his wilder reign, spurns the proud yoke and scorns the oppressor's chain. Here wizard Merlin, where the mighty fell, waves the dark wand and chants the thrilling spell. Hark! 'Tis the bardic lyre whose harrowing strain wakes the rude echoes of the slumbering plain. Lo! 'Tis the druid pomp whose lengthening line in lowliest homage bends before the shrine. He comes, the priest, amid the sullen blaze, his snow-white robe in spectral luster plays. Dim gleam the torches through the circling night, dark curl the vapors round the altar's light. O'er the black scene of death, each conscious star in lurid glory rolls its silent car. 'Tis gone, e'en now the mystic horrors fade from Sarum's loneliness and Mona's glade. Hushed is each note of Taliesin's lyre. Sheathe the fell blade and quenched the fatal fire. On wings of light hopes, angel form appears, smiles on the past, and points to happier years. Points with uplifted hand and raptured eye to yon pure dawn that floods the opening sky, and views at length the son of Judah pour on cloudless noon o'er Albion's rescued shore. Thank you for listening. Have a great night.